The Lake Lure Olympiad is coming up, and Rutherford Regional Health System is a major partner in this year's annual event. With that in mind, it's important that a participant prepare for this or any other sporting event. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. Beverly Flynn is a physical therapy assistant with One Source Rehabilitation in Forest City, a service of RRHS. I spoke with her recently about what types of things we need to think about when we're talking about getting ready for a physical challenge like the Olympiad or any other challenging physical contest, whether we're new to it or maybe weekend warriors.
Well, totally, the advice would vary and change depending on whether I'm talking to a seasoned runner who is at it all the time or someone who's just starting to get into it. And that also would vary based on their age. A younger runner is going to be susceptible to different kinds of injuries and problems than an older runner is going to be.
For example?
A younger runner is more susceptible to stress fractures as opposed to someone who is in their 40s. They tend to be more in line with having soft tissue injuries. So these are some of the things that over time and studies research shows us.
A soft tissue injury would be something like a muscle pull?
Yeah, a hamstring pull or a muscle tear, those sorts of things. One of the really important things to do if you're starting or even in a running program already is to make sure that you take time for recovery. A lot of people think, well, if I don't run a day, I'm missing my targets or I'm not achieving my goals. Recovery isn't a break from training, it's part of it. Just like strength training with lifting, you have to take that recovery break between performing sets of lifting to allow the muscle tissue time to recover and reset its chemistry so that it's at optimal strength and chemistry for continuing to work.
So if you were to advise someone who's planning on participating in the Lake Lure Olympiad and has never done it before, what would you say would be your first piece of advice?
The main thing is to ease into a routine gradually to let your body adapt to that. You don't want to set out to win your age group in your first race because you're just setting yourself up to injure that way. It's important to try to hit your targets, but don't be so focused on them that you ignore warning signs and injure yourself. Ambitious goals sometimes make you ignore pain, and that can lead you to injury. A lot of these points that I'm providing for you come from an excellent guide that can be found on the American Physical Therapy Association's website. It's APTA.org, and there's a guide there called the Physical Therapist's Guide to Healthy Running. But again, back to your original question of advising somebody who's just starting, it's more important to get the experience and to build the endurance and the feel for a race than it is to win. There are several myths that this covers, one being the one I covered already about recovery is a break from training. It's not. It's part of training. And then there's also this myth of pushing through the pain. If I had a dollar for every time I've heard no pain, no gain in the outpatient or even the inpatient setting as a therapist, I probably would be puttering around in the Caribbean.
What do you say to someone who says that?
I tell them, not always. You know, there are some surgeries and some therapies that are painful. There's no way around it. And there's a fine line between enough pain and too much pain. For running specifically, you want to be concerned about these kind of characteristics. Pain that doesn't subside within several hours after running. Something that lingers and stays. You can't get rid of it. Pain that on a scale of, you know, 0 to 10, 0 being no pain at all, 10 being the worst pain you've ever had in your life, if you use that as a comparison. You want to pay attention to pain that exceeds a 3 on that scale that's occurring while running. That's something you want to be concerned about. The onset of sharp pain, if you're running and suddenly get a sharp pain, that's a red flag. You need to stop. You know, even if your goal is to finish that race, you can seriously injure if you continue. Pain that wakes you up during the night, you want to be concerned. Not that you wake up and realize you're hurting, but you wake up because something is hurting. It wakes you like an alarm clock. Persistent pain that gets worse when you run, you want to be very concerned with that and pay attention to it. And pain that persists in the same area every time you run, something that's always there, but you don't feel it unless you're running. These are things that you want to consult with your doctor or your physical therapist about to get to the underlying cause of that. So no pain, no gain. Depends on what you're trying to gain and, more importantly, what you may wind up losing if you don't pay attention.
So I guess the bottom line for anyone who's out there listening is that if you want to participate in the Lake Lure Olympiad or any other race, whether it's a mile or a 5K or a 65-mile bike ride, if you're just starting, the goal needs to be to do better than what you've done before.
Exactly. I'm a self-competitor. I lift, I'm a lifter, and I always just compete with myself. Sometimes that can even be worse than competing with others, depending on how driven you are. But leading up to a race, if you're going to race, you want to wear those race day shoes 1 to 2 weeks ahead of time. Uh-huh. You want them broken in. You don't want to do that. Some runners will switch to a lighter shoe on race day, but it needs to be a shoe they're familiar with. Not, you know, some people successfully do that, but if it changes your running style, that can create pain and problems. I know at races they put you in timing gate based on your running speed and style. You want to make sure you're in the proper timing gate because dodging people and trying to avoid people in that first mile of a race can sometimes lead to injury. And then it's okay to keep running. Usually before a race, people taper off so that they can kind of store those energies for the race. But it's okay to continue to have a 60 or even 90-minute run if you're that conditioned. You certainly don't want to go there if you're new.
What about just before or after the event? Should we stretch or work into it?
Yeah, daily stretching. And stretching is crucial. You don't want to stretch cold muscles. You want some kind of general activity at a low to moderate level, like a light jog or a brisk walk, before you go and stretch your muscles. And research indicates, actually, that it's better to stretch after a run. That said, if you're a runner who has always stretched before a race, you need to maintain that program. Don't switch off suddenly before a race, but gradually convert your program to where you're stretching afterward. That's when muscles are most pliable and extensible. Stretching cold muscles can injure them. You can tear them.
So there's a lot of good information there for anybody who's new to physical challenges or is a seasoned athlete. Thanks so much, Beverly Flynn, physical therapy assistant with the Rutherford Regional Health System. If you would like to see more information, go to www.APTA.org. And if you're new to physical activity, you may want to go and just watch the Lake Lure Olympiad this year. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.